great-grandparents.
Well, I don't know. I don't know much about my great-grandparents. I mean, that was a little before my day, but I know something about my grandparents. Mm-hmm. Not too much because I didn't know any of them. My father's family were here. They were all born in Boston back quite a long way. I don't know how far back. But my mother's father was from Ireland. He was from Dublin. He was a painter. He painted decorated mm-hmm. houses, you know, painted mm-hmm. ceilings and all that stuff. He came here to work on a job, you know, on a commission to paint some houses there. He worked in the South, but he came to Boston when he came from Ireland, and he met my grandmother there, who was from Canada. And then they got married, and when his job was finished, he took her home to Dublin. Oh. And then her children were born there, my mother and her sister and brothers. But then my grandfather died young. I think he got typhoid fever, and he was young because the children were young. And so my grandmother came home to Boston, to her father, I guess. And
how old was your mother at that point when they came back?
Well, I think, I don't know, I'm not clear about all that, but I believe that my grandmother probably came here alone
oh.
and left the children with their grandmother over there. And then to finish school, I guess, whatever, because my mother came to this country when she was about 5 or 6 with her 15-year-old brother. They came together. And she remembers, all she remembers of the ship was, you know, so big, and everybody made it, you know, gave her a lot of attention. And the ship was like down in a hole, and the water went up all around it. That's how it looked to her. And so anyway, they all came eventually to Boston. One other brother was left over there in school, and then he came later.
And how did your grandmother support the children?
I don't really know. I really don't know whether there was any... I don't imagine there was any money. No, I never heard of any money in my family on any side. But I know that later on, she was, when I knew my grandmother, she was a housekeeper. She went to live, I went to live with her one time when she went to keep house for a man out in the country, a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I suppose that's what she did. But then she did marry again. My grandmother did. And because my mother's name was Reynolds, and my grandmother's name was Keenan. She got married a second time.
Oh.
And
so both your mother and father were brought up in Boston then?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes, they were.
And how far did they get in school, each of them?
Well, they didn't get... You know, my mother probably got a little more schooling than my father, but they didn't get any more schooling than they had to. You know, at that time, I guess kids could go to work at 14.
Mm-hmm.
He could leave school completely, and I think that's probably what my father did, because my mother was, my father was very well-read, self-educated. he read everything,
mm-hmm.
and of course so did my mother, and they used to read aloud to each other, and it helped us. I thought that was great. I used to love to hear them read.
Now, did your mother go to work then as a young girl?
My mother?
Mm-hmm.
No, my mother didn't. No, my mother had 7 children.
No, before she married?
Oh,
she
yes, yes, she did, yeah, because that's where my parents met. They worked for a dressmaker, no, a milliner.
Oh, a factory?
I don't know, they seemed to be sort of a... My father, I guess, worked around the place, whatever, and I think my mother used to do errands for them. You know, and that was a big job in those days,
mm-hmm.
for even when I was a kid, to get a job in a And like a milliner's or a dressmaker or something, and you did it. What you did was go to the wholesale places and get ribbons and buttons and stuff, supplies for them, whereas now I suppose the salesman comes and, you know, it's quite different. But that's where they met. So they were both were and they were married very young. So they
how old were they when they were married?
I think they were in their teens. I think my mother was about 17 or 18. Mm-hmm. They were both about the same age.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. I know my daughter has their birth certificates, but. Gee, I don't know. I wasn't all that interested.
Were they both Catholics?
Pardon me?
Were they Catholic?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They both were then.
Yes, they both were. And I was, when I was, I am not anymore, mm-hmm. haven't been for many, many years, but, you know, we were brought up Catholics.
Now, then, after they were married, they stayed in Boston?
Yes, yeah.
What did your father, did your
My
father
father stay? Was a roofer. And, and he couldn't work in the bad weather, you know, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of bad weather in Massachusetts, so it was pretty rough.
Mm-hmm. And then when was the first, how soon after they were married was the first child born?
Oh, I don't know, probably not very long, you know how it was in those days. I don't know. I imagine right away because they had seven.
Mm-hmm. What was the order and names of the children?
Well, you know, they had more than seven. They had nine children. Two died. So I had a brother, Bernard. And Margaret. My sister Margaret is still living. And she's 83 or something like that. Joe, he's dead. Frank. Oh, well, the rest of them are all dead. Joe, Frank, George. And then a sister, that a baby that died, a girl, and then I was next, and another sister that died of diphtheria when she was 4 years old. Mm. I remember her, mm. And then my youngest sister, whom I have lost touch with her, but I think she's probably dead.
Mm. So you were fifth of the living children?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Six.
And when were you born?
1904.
And in Boston?
In Boston.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about the neighborhood that from your childhood. Do you recall that at all?
Well, it was, I remember saying to someone not long ago, well, oh, I don't know, I was brought up on the streets. Well, now that doesn't sound fair to my parents. Because it wasn't exactly true, but we didn't have playgrounds and places to go, mm-hmm. you know, that kids have now. And so we were always, I never thought of myself, of course kids don't know whether you're poor or not, and I didn't know whether I was poor or not, but I know now that my father must have had a rugged time. And we didn't have any music, for one thing. No radio, no television, no nothing. So we had to make our own music. We had to sing, and if it was only playing on the comb, that's what we did. And then we had to make our own games. But they were always, the children now don't seem to have any fun. They don't have any fun at all. We always had fun, because there were lots of children to play with. You know, we just... If we played in our backyard, we didn't always have a backyard because we lived in flats where there was, you know, no yard. So that's mm-hmm. how we played in the street. But you could play in the street because there was no traffic. And then there was, you know, dozens of other kids to play with, so you could have big elaborate games of hide and seek, you know, with all kinds of elaborate complications, you know, mm-hmm. that we worked out. So we had a lot of fun, really.
Would the girls and boys play together when
yes,
you were a
yeah.
child, or was it
No, grade? When we were little, the girls and boys would play together. Of course, when you get to be teens or early teens, you know, it changes.
Yeah. But up until teens, it was
They're, boys and girls are kind of awkward with each other.
Now, and what was your, was the neighborhood predominantly Irish?
Yes, it was. South Boston is, that's Irish. But there were, right in South Boston, there were neighborhoods of Italian. There was Italian, lots of Italian people. And Polish and Lithuanian. There were many of them. I guess that was about, I suppose there were other people. I remember there was a little girl who came to school with us when I was in the very low grade, second grade or something, from Germany, couldn't speak a word of English, and I had often thought of her later. That kid really, she was very smart. She learned right away, she couldn't speak anything. She'd just look at us when we talked to her.
tell me, when you were little, if you remember, before you started to school, what was that, the flat life that you lived in?
Oh, when I was little, before I went to school, we lived in a house, I guess it was what you call a duplex.
Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't. Well, anyway, it was a house. It had a in the basement was the kitchen and the dining room. And then up on the first, do you call it the first floor, the ground floor?
Mm-hmm.
The ground floor was the living room and well, it was my mother's and father's bedrooms, my parents' bedrooms, and a bathroom. And then on the next floor was four bedrooms. And then there was an attic floor with bedrooms.
Oh.
Because we had, besides our seven kids, my cousin lived with us, a niece of my mother's sister's child. She was my mother's sister's child. And her mother died, I guess, when she was a baby. Anyway, she always lived with us, and I thought she was my sister until I was grown. So that was eight, really.
Oh.
And then sometimes my grandmother lived with us.
Uh-huh.
And so we did have to have a big house.
When you were young, what was your bedroom? Would you share with
Oh, yeah, I slept in a bedroom with my sister, my youngest sister was the baby. Well, she slept in my mother's room. And, I can't imagine with just two of us. And we slept in a big bedroom. You know, these four bedrooms, there were two big ones and two small ones, you know, over the, I don't know if you know, did you ever live in the East?
Yeah, I'm from Chicago initially.
Oh, well, you know, they had those bedrooms over the front hall, over the stairs, and then the upstairs, there was a bedroom over there, and the other bedroom was the same. They were small hall rooms, they call them.
Did you share a bed with your sister?
Yeah, we slept in I can't think. And I know there was more. Yeah, we slept in this big bedroom with my sister and me, and my brother, who was between us. When we were small, he slept with us.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody had to double up all over because, you know, there was just wasn't enough room. And then in the winter, it was more practical.
It doesn't sound like it was terribly crowded, though.
Oh, no, I didn't think it was. We didn't, you know. Now every kid has to have his own bedroom, you know, and his own telephone and everything. But we were satisfied we had a place to sleep.
Do you recall you said that you... Now, in looking back, you realize that it must have been fairly high financially.
Yes,
do you recall ever feeling that you didn't have, did you ever go without shoes, for instance, or recall having raggedy clothes?
No, it was, my mother always made all our clothes, everybody's clothes, and my father's shirts and everything. And so she always managed that everybody, you know, had clothes. I can remember having shoes with holes in them many and many a time with a newspaper in them. When my father wouldn't be working, you know, in the bad weather, he'd have to stay home. Well, we used to have the best times because my father To me, you know, he was marvelous, of course. He could do anything. And if they went to a they'd go to a vaudeville show, my mother and father. And when they'd come home, my father would know every song and dance and skit and everything, and he'd do them all for us. And so, you know, we really had a lot of fun.
What was your family life like? What sorts of things would the family do together?
Well, we didn't do very much together. Well, my mother was always busy, you know, working, sewing, but she never did much sitting and playing with us. So she did use to read to us, but. And my father, of course, worked very hard when he was working, and he was gone all day. And when he came home, he sat and read his paper. That's another thing. My parents read their papers the newspapers to each other. Oh, my father would read it, see, while my mother was getting the dinner.
Uh-huh.
And I used to, I was telling my daughter not long ago about, who was that politician? La Follette, I think. Robert La Follette. Mm-hmm. Was that his name? I said, oh, I used to think that was such a lovely name when I was a kid, you know, Robert La Follette. And I said, you know, my father would be talking about it. And she said, well, why would he be talking about him? He was a politician in, you know, the Midwest or something.
Uh-huh. But he did a lot of labor investigation.
Yes, that's what I said. I said, well, I think he was, you know, civil rights, we call it now. because my father talked about him a lot, and I didn't know anything about him. I just heard that name, and I thought I had to bounce my ball to that name. It was so lovely. So I know they did things like that, and then, but we never, and the only things that we ever did sometimes was, see, we lived right at the beach.
Oh.
We'd take a walk, well, us, we kids were always at the beach, but I mean, with my parents,
mm-hmm.
we'd take a walk on Sunday afternoon. Take long walks. That was about the only thing we did, yeah, or most of us.
Mm-hmm. What was mealtime like?
A riot. The time at the zoo. No, it was... At mealtimes, we used to play, especially at lunch. You know, we always came home for lunch at school. We didn't have school lunches.
All the kids came home?
Yeah, everybody came home to lunch. And we played games, guessing games. You know, we'd have to guess famous people or, you know, I don't know what all. And I know, I remember because when my little sister was, she was in low grades, so, you know, she couldn't do much with this game. But for her, we always had a game like we'd just give the initial of something, F, and it's, never mind, it's in this room, and then, you know, it had to get, well, the one day they had PM, and everybody guessed it, even Eileen, the little one, but me, and I couldn't guess it, and they're giving me clues, they said, well, it's right on that side of the room, or whatever, and so it's lamp, that's not it, potato masher, that's not it, and they screamed and laughed, never let me hear the end of it, because of course, that was it. But I mean, you know, you remember silly things like that. I don't know whether that you want.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, that's more than you want to hear.
Oh, no. Now, how about dinner time? Would the family all eat together?
Yes. Well, sometimes, you know, there were so many of us that sometimes we didn't. I don't know. Maybe we never did. But I can remember that we'd have to wait. I don't know whether we took turns waiting or, you know, what, but
mm-hmm.
I know we didn't all, often didn't sit down together.
So you wouldn't all be together with your mother sitting at the table?
No. I know, my mother was always running around. I remember when my children were little, I used to do the same thing. My husband would say, will you come here and sit at this table? I'd say, what's the use? I got to get up again in a minute.
So you don't recall meals where your mother would also sit down and where there'd be this conversation at the table among the family then?
Yeah. Yeah. My mother and father talked to each other a lot. We didn't get so much in the conversation,
uh-huh.
but, you know, we heard everything, of course. But what my father was always telling was, my father was always telling jokes and stories. My father was always telling stories that happened at work, he would tell a joke. It was never a joke. It was something that happened to him. You know, mm-hmm. he'd say, "This happened today." Blah blah. I don't know. I can't remember any of them, but.
Mm-hmm.
He always, and then some things I wouldn't understand because I can remember so often asking my mother, "What do you mean by that?" And he'd say things, like I remember one of the things he used to say to us was, "Nothing for nothing." Like, what does that mean? My mother says, "It means that if you... you think you're getting away with something, well, you steal something, you think you're getting away with it, you're not, because you're going to pay for it eventually."
So it sounds like the children were included in the conversations between them, though.
Yes, yeah, we weren't told to keep out or anything, mm-hmm. and we weren't ever... they never seemed to have conversations where I suppose they did, but We couldn't
mm-hmm.
hear,
mm-hmm.
you know, we must leave the room or whatever. I never remembered that.
What about after supper? How would the family spend?
Well, when it was warm weather, of course, the kids all went outside and played. And I guess my father just, in the winter, then, of course, we had homework and, you know, and we had something to read. We always... I did anyway. Most of us did read a great deal.
Mm-hmm. So what sorts of things would you read?
Oh, I read everything. My brother, who was the next one, is the next old Frank George. I have to count them all. Two above me. He used to go to the library, and I wasn't old enough to go there. I couldn't read, and. I suppose I wasn't going to school. So anyway, he'd bring home, he used to tell me stories, and he'd read me out of these books. He read, you know, mythology and fairy stories and books for boys and Stevenson's, you know, mm-hmm. Treasure Island and all that stuff. And I just thought it was so marvelous. I couldn't wait. He was the one, you know, he really made me want to read because everything was so marvelous that he told me and then read to me. And as soon as I possibly could, as soon as I learned to read, I went for myself. Mm-hmm. And I just read everything.
Did you learn to read before you went to school?
No, I didn't. I didn't learn to read before I went. I haven't read this yet. It's next.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't have these. That wasn't prepared. I just happened. I just happened to see them there. This is a marvelous book.
I see that music seems to be pretty important to you, from the piano and the metronome. Was there music in your family?
Oh well, yeah. We always had a piano, but I never. My sister had lessons for a while, but I never heard her play the piano. But I never had any lessons because we just couldn't afford
mm-hmm.
it. Well, I always wanted to play the piano, and then when I, you know, later when I was married and everything, I didn't have the money for a piano, I didn't have room for one, and blah, blah. So finally, I decided, well, I want to learn how to play the piano. I guess I better just do it and stop fooling around about trying to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I did. I go to Pasadena City College now, and I'm going to start Thursday this time. My second year piano, but my brothers. Oh yeah, my mother played the piano.
Mm-hmm.
She played the piano beautifully because she used to play classical music, and I can remember later on when I heard this music and knew it. But I thought my mother made that up because she'd sit there, you know, and she'd have no music and she'd be playing all these marvelous things. I thought she was just, you know, doodling.
Did you have a gramophone or anything like that?
Yeah, then we did later, because when I was real little, I don't remember that we ever did. Yeah, we had that. We had, my mother had, you know, this girl here, Marcia Davenport, she is Ephraim Zimbalist's sister. And her mother was Alma Gluck, an opera singer.
Oh.
And her father was Ephraim Zimbalist Sr., I think he's a cellist of violin. And anyway, my mother had all Alma Gluck's records.
Oh.
And they had, oh, she had, they had all kinds of records. We had, I guess it was my mother would have all the classical music. Mm-hmm. And,
so you remember that from when you were
so young? Yeah, yes, all these things that are, now I'm learning, I think, oh, yeah, I remember that. and then, we had other music, other records. They used to be very popular then. They were, I think, from the London Music Hall.
Oh.
Comic records, mm-hmm. You know. We had a lot of those.
What was the age span between your oldest sibling and you?
My oldest brother was, he was 18 when he got married, and at that time I think I was, oh, how old was I, seven? I don't know, would that be right, 7, 11 years? Gee, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'd have to figure mm-hmm. that out.
No, it's not true. I was just curious what the span was like. Who among your siblings did you feel closest to?
Well, there's this brother, Frank, that taught me to read. Got me interested to read. And then his brother older than he was Joe. Joe died when he was very young, 39, I think. He was sick but he had an ulcer all his life. And, you know, then nobody knew what to do for him. But he was the kind of a fellow who everyone loved. Everybody loved Joe. And he was a favorite of all the family and everything because he was... silly. So I did feel close to him because I could talk to him when you get to be a teenager and you have so many problems. You can't tell your mother. No, my sister I was never very close to. Mm-hmm. She was she was about 6 or 7 years older than me, but she was just enough older and a girl, you know, mm-hmm. that she was could be bothered with me.
Oh.
And so I wasn't very close to her at all.
Did you play with your other siblings, or was it mainly with the neighborhood children?
Yeah, that was another thing. She was very prissy and proper, and she wouldn't play with us. I played with the boys, mm-hmm. my brothers, and then... my younger sister was the baby for so long, you know. Seemed like she wasn't with us much either. But I was mostly with my brothers. But mm-hmm. it'd be hard to say who's... I felt so close to Joe because I could talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
But my oldest brother of all, Bernard, oh, I was close to him. I thought he was marvelous. Well... No, that's the way we grew up. We didn't know these men, these fellows were male chauvinist pigs. We thought they were marvelous.
Was there any? It sounds like you were pretty physically active when you say that she was prissy, but you would play with the boys.
Yeah, yes, I was.
Did you
more.
Ever feel any pressure on you not to be so physically active?
Oh no, oh no, of course there was the big difference between boys and girls, you know, dressing and everything. But my mother was so great. She wanted us to behave. You know, my mother, with all those children, she never raised her voice, and she never spanked or hit one of us. I was never touched in my life. But she would look at you. And she never told me, you know, that I couldn't go out and play with the boys and whatever, rough house or anything. No, we weren't too rough. But, and also, she never told me I couldn't read anything. All of it. I could read anything,